From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Judy Faze. When we turn on our faucets at home, we expect water to come rushing out of them on demand. It's easy not to think about where that water comes from or how it's treated. But with climate change and persistent droughts across the West, many city water managers have to find creative ways to supply growing populations with the water they need. As we continue our series, Utah's Uncertain Water Future, KUER's Terry Gilday examines the sophisticated system that brings clean drinking water to the residents of Salt Lake City.
City Creek, Parleys, Big Cottonwood, and Little Cottonwood Canyons are the watershed Salt Lake City depends on for drinking water. Laura Briefer is the water resources manager for the city. She says our population is extremely fortunate to have access to such clean sources.
A drop of water would come down Big Cottonwood Stream, go into our water treatment plant at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon, into our water distribution system, and then ultimately to our taps in the Salt Lake Valley. It takes about 24 hours for that drop to make that journey.
Just last month, city water managers took the Big Cottonwood Canyon water treatment plant offline to make some improvements. A brand new water intake structure was built as a first line of defense against unwanted particles. Bill Meyer is a water treatment plant manager for Salt Lake City.
We try to remove as much of the debris before it goes into the facility. And then, of course, the treatment process starts there. The old one, like I said, only could remove the sands and rocks and so on and so forth. The way this one is designed is that it will remove all of the vegetation as well because of the 1 millimeter screens that we're putting in.
The filtration process continues inside the building, and then the water is chemically treated.
We do generate our own chlorine here on site, so it's a weak solution. It's very safe to use. And, of course, it keeps us from smelling like chlorine all the time, like a pool in here, so which is nice. Once that's done, we add ferric, which is right here, and then we flash mix it. These big mixers in here stir this up very rapidly to bring all of that together.
Meyer says the ferric has a positive charge that helps pull microscopic solids out of the water. A small amount of lime is added for pH balance. Workers also insert fluoride at the end of the process. All of the valves in the filter building were recently refurbished or replaced. Meyer says that improvement will dramatically increase the efficiency in the filtration process.
Well, we were losing a lot of water. It turns out to be about $250,000 worth of chemical and electrical costs that was charging us on just water loss returned back to the facility, because we don't really lose our water, we just have to retreat it. So we decided to stop that by replacing and refurbishing all of the valves in the filter building.
Once the treated water leaves the plant, it's channeled into the city's vast pipe infrastructure and eventually makes its way to the taps of Salt Lake residents. But not every city in the U.S. has the ample surface water resources of the Wasatch Front. Severe drought in the South and West have forced municipalities to find unorthodox ways to meet drinking water demands. The city of Wichita Falls in North Texas recently found itself in a crippling drought that was drying up the two lakes it depends on for its drinking water.
By the end of 2011, we were nearing 50%. In our combined capacity. Over the next few years up to date, we've actually dropped from 50% down to the low 20s.
That's Mark Southard, the water purification manager for Wichita Falls. With his city facing a serious crisis, Southard and other water managers implemented a program that now recycles human wastewater and blends it with lake water to produce the city's drinking water supply.
We've heard a lot of comments from people that say they actually think the water tastes better. You know, with 50% reverse osmosis blended with 50% raw lake water. So we've had some very positive comments even after the water has gone out to the public.
Wastewater recycling is a strategy more cities are willing to consider as surface water sources shrink. It's not a choice that Salt Lake City currently has to consider, but a dry winter and lean snowpack have forced city officials to acknowledge that we are facing a drought. The city issued a Stage 1 water advisory recently asking residents to practice conservation. But Laura Briefer says for now, enough water is stored to meet the challenge.
We have participated in the development of the Deer Creek and Jordanelle system in the Provo River drainage. And right now, the capacity of that reservoir system is about 97%. Last year, we really managed our sources of water to carry over some of that storage capacity in case we had a drought this year.
Briefer says climate change will be the factor that has the greatest influence on how many cities develop strategies to face water challenges. That means that even though we still get water on demand, we need to start paying more attention to how much we use and stop taking this precious resource for granted. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Support for KUER and KUED's series, Utah's Uncertain Water Future, comes from the George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Foundation and the Nature Conservancy, protecting Utah's lands, waters, and future for people and nature. More at nature.org/Utah.